That sounds so good.
Here in the Open Line Hour, you can join us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Email info at rosieonthehouse.com or text at 411-923. And we had mentioned earlier just about the referral network, and it grows slow. We like to grow it slow. It takes a long time to make it through the screening process. At Rosie on the House, we like to screen very hard for the highest quality for you, the Arizona homeowners. We are we're not very good at Band-Aid fixing. We like to fix it right the first time, so it's you're not having to go back later and mess with it later. It's anything and everything we can do to help reduce the amount of maintenance and increase the value of your home, and that's what it's all about. Now we understand sometimes life and priority and money, you get in, sometimes the Band-Aid fix is there. We can take care of that, but that's not what we're focused on.
I was encouraged at the Saba Home Show last weekend how many people came up to me and said, you know, I was talking to your Rosie certified partner down the aisle here in Tucson, and down the aisle there and down the aisle. And they all said that getting certification by you was harder than getting the contractor's license to make them legal in the state. Well, and I heard that 5 or 6 or 7 times.
And once you have that license, you have to operate your business for at least 5 years successfully in Arizona. It's one thing to be a great tradesman, a great craftsman. It's another thing to be that and a business manager. So you have to be in business locally 5 years as well. So we spend a lot of time, and we've got a new partner in Flagstaff. If you have a home or a cabin in Flagstaff, you needed a landscaper, I tell you, just looking at the portfolio on Agassiz Landscape website, man, if that doesn't make you want to just have a mountain home, yeah. I don't know what will. But we'd like to congratulate them, and they've got not only do they do landscape installs, it's a hard thing to do installs and maintenance, but they successfully do both, and a lot of their maintenance crews go through the Master Gardener program as well. So it's not a blow-and-go $30 a month landscape, trim your grass, cut your hedges service, but you know, you're getting master gardeners who really come and care for the land and the properties that they manage. So congratulations and welcome to the network. That's Agassiz Landscape Group. You can find them in the landscape category at rosieonthehouse.com.
We're trying to focus on that northern Arizona market a little bit more. We've got JKC, General Contractor. We've got Intermountain Plumbing and Mechanical, Banker Insulation, Northern Arizona Water Quality, Get the Lin Out in Sedona. So we're growing really well down in Tucson. And
Solar Company in Camp Verde reach out to us this week.
Developing kind of a safety net for the homeowners statewide. It takes a lot of effort to get the Rosie security blanket covering the whole state. But that's our attempt. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do that as our goal and our vision of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So we're going to be working. If you know a great contractor up in the Flagstaff area, we'd sure like to get their name if they'd be interested in seeing if they could qualify and make it through the screening process. But congratulations to Agassiz Landscape Group, our newest member up in Flagstaff. And like I say, Tucson's been growing like crazy. We got Joel.
It's
at Tierra Antigua Realty. We got Randy Hotchkiss, Hotchkiss Financial. Seal of approval inspection. So if you want to do anything in real estate, we got you covered there, baby.
The Tucson trifecta. And as we're in October, so we're in the painting month, but November's coming up talking finance, and we're going to have a great interview with all three of them together and have a great hour just about, you know, finding a home, inspecting the home, and financing the home. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've never covered it in that angle with those three types of guests before, because we've never had all three in one market that have so much market experience. Hotchkiss grew up there. You know, he's been doing this, I won't blow it, but I think it's at least 3 decades. I don't want to age him.
Yeah.
Joel's been there, no, 2 decades real estate. The seal of approval, they've been there that 2 decades. So having that long-term experience on all three of those critical parts of finding and financing a home for you is going to be a lot of fun to have that.
And having them on air talking about the Tucson market in general will also educate you statewide, because home buying strategies and tactics are getting ready to change a little bit. With mortgage rates creeping up, it has been a seller's market. If the rates keep inching up, you buyers are going to be gaining a little bit of an advantage, because as the rates go up, the buyer pool kind of shallows up, and the sellers have to be a little bit more cooperative in dealing with you buyers should they want to sell their property. So tactics and strategies are going to be changing here depending on what the market does. We'll be covering all that in November.
And a big part of the growth in Tucson, one, it's there's growth all over the state. There's just, you know, the industry and the market is back. But also, and not to hurt anyone in Tucson's feeling, because I know they like to say we're a small town. Technically speaking, you move from a town to a city when you break the 50,000 homeowner occupant mark, and that was in 1968.
But they do like to consider themselves a small town.
They're over a million people, and yeah. And they technically lost the correct classification of a town almost 50 years ago.
Now, one of the things we do to earn or try and earn you as our best friend is we send out a blog over our
internet machine
every Thursday or Friday. The newsletter goes out on Thursday. The blog goes out on Friday. The blog this week talks about the security system in your home and what you can do to kind of protect yourself. And there are a lot of different security systems. So what we like to do in this segment of the Open Line Hour is kind of cover what we covered in that blog. And what we'd like to do is have y'all check any alarm system you have in your house. And I think even some people don't even realize all the alarm systems they have. You know, you've got the smoke detectors and, of course, the fire detector. You've got the carbon monoxide detectors. You've got the security alarms. You've got the radon detectors. And these all are things that need to be checked on a regular basis. And what we'd encourage people to do is you can actually, for the smoke detectors, you can push the alarm and see if it sounds off. And building codes have asked us, if we're remodeling a home, if it doesn't have smoke detectors, they want us to install a hardwire smoke detector that's interconnected throughout the house. So if you're operating on a battery system that are independent and they're not connected to each other, when we come in and do a remodeling project, it's a part of the code requirement that now we have to come in and give you hardwire smoke detectors throughout the house. So we have a couple homeowners that are in the battery-operated stage of smoke detectors, and they're curious, has this unit aged out? Is it still working? Well, of course, you should be replacing the batteries regularly, but you can also get, and we talk about this in the blog, you can also get to the hardware store and buy a can of smoke that you can just hold underneath it and see if, in fact, it does activate. Not only does the manual test button work, but do the actual little cameras picking up the smoke in the air, are they still working? And those little cans of smoke you can pick up for like $10. So you can pick them up. We talk in the blog. You can also use a candle. Light a candle, hold it, blow it out, and as that wick...
Burn some toast.
As that wick smokes, just hold the smoking wick up near the smoke detector and see if it goes off. Those are two great areas. Now, you can't really test... We would ask you not to test your carbon monoxide detectors.
Don't introduce gas into the home.
We don't want you to bring in high levels of carbon monoxide to see if they work. Just make sure the batteries are fresh. Go ahead and hit the manual test button. Make sure they, in fact...
And during the day hours, gas should have a aroma added to it so that if it's leaking, you can smell it. And it, after it, when it's burnt, you don't smell it.
That's the danger. It's burning. So once it's burnt and you have the carbon monoxide created from a maybe a leaky heat furnace or, you know, wherever, hot water heater, whatever. So
gas burning stove.
Make sure that's checked. Then you've got radon detectors, and radon gas is radioactive, but it's colorless, it's odorless, it's tasteless. You cannot detect its existence, but it is a carcinogen, and it can cause cancer. So radon detectors have become pretty popular in Arizona. We do have areas of high radon because radon tends to be found in areas where granite exists and is decomposing. Well, doesn't take a scientist to figure out. The great big area of Arizona is built on top of decomposing granite. So radon sensors and detectors are also another layer of protection that you should consider for your home. So all that's covered in our blog. We send that blog out every single Friday. You could subscribe to that by going to rosieonthehouse.com, and it'll be delivered digitally to you every single Friday. While you're there, you can also subscribe to the newsletter, which will be delivered to you digitally every single Thursday. And then you can tour our question and answer segment. After 30 years of being on the radio, every question we've ever been asked, the answer is posted there on the website. So Rosie on the House, in every dimension, is all about being you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you own a home or you want to own a home and you're in Arizona, you've got to know about Rosie on the House. Now, Romy, the calendar. You've got some new contests coming up for the new calendar coming out next year.
You know, the photo contest, we had almost 200 entries last year, and so we're going to do that again, and we are accepting entries now. If you've got an Arizona landscape or wildlife picture, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and then you, the listeners, we will accept entries through the end of October, and then we'll have the voting first week in November, and that'll go into the calendar that'll come out end of November, right about Thanksgiving time. You can go look at the existing calendar to see how the layout is. It's going to be a slightly different location than this year, but it'll be the same. It's not the featured. A lot of people, we had said every time we talked about it, this isn't the main picture. This is just something fun we're doing with it. It's a home maintenance calendar. But we wanted to do it with the listeners as a thank you for 30 years of broadcasting. It was just something that all came together. So you can get an idea of what the picture will look like in the calendar, but you can also click it, and there's a big digital blow-up, and it's all taken by local Arizonans. Some of them were professional, some weren't. We had no classification, just we had to prove it was your picture, send it.
You could have a picture in our calendar, and I don't know, how many of these did we distribute this year?
20,000, and it'll be 40 next year. For the 2019. And then we also have a recipe contest. What we've done with the Farm Bureau is the first Saturday of the month when the Farm Bureau comes in, like this month it was chilies.
Yes, it was.
We had Ed Curry in with chili. Well, whatever that commodity that we cover with the Farm Bureau is in, that we cover each month, it's something that's in harvest or going to planting that time in Arizona. Well, whatever recipe you have that mirrors that. We've got, we did pork, we've done beef, we've done dairy, we've done carrots, we've done melon. So what a recipe that contains that ingredient to kind of tie that whole month together. So we've got a recipe contest and a photo contest for our 2019 home maintenance calendar. You can enter at rosieonthehouse.com.